Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Live from an oil rig here on the North Sea, just off Bonnie, Scotland, we present... That was a good voice, wasn't it?
That was great.
A wheezing, groaning sound, sacrilegiously the only Doctor Who podcast in existence to be made by three men in ill-fitting kilts comparing each other's shortbread. I am Paul Lynchard, and joining me, as ever, to toss the caber of chat across the lock of fact... is Mr. Tom Neenan and Mr. John Rain.
Hello!
So let's just let Zygons be bygones.
Hey!
Let's remember that Ness is more. Please, boys, put your Broton pills and keep your helmets on. That was good.
That was very brilliant. Good.
As we submerge ourselves into the deep end that is Terror of the Zygons.
But before that, what was on television that day?
Oh, I have to ask. But before that,
please,
Paul,
do, yeah.
What was on television that day?
Well, I will tell you, by the way, boys, adore the show.
Oh, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Adore it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'll stop now.
That feeling's waning. It is Saturday the 30th of August, 1975.
Oh, beautiful.
God damn it.
Was Britain ever better?
I don't think it was. I was 2 years old.
Oh.
I was minus two.
You were minus two. You were.
I was about minus 11.
Like a fossil.
Yeah.
Not
I was
fossil.
That weird pre alive that you are before you're born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-cum.
It's a little bit of pre-cum. Ready to be born into the world.
We can't start with pre-cum.
I'm afraid we often do.
Yeah. Nowhere else to go. Oh, my God. Okay, right. So program on Saturday the 30th of August.
Notice how I've not pressed the no. Oh, my God guy. I'm really being disciplined now. We're not going to use that again.
I mean, if there's a time for yeah. Oh, my God, it's pre-cum.
Yeah.
But there we go. So programs began at 9:05.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With, of course, the Mr. Men.
Oh!
The Mrs. Women!
Mr. Happy was walking down the street.
Mr. Happy was walking.
Is that what's his name?
That's Arthur Lowe.
Arthur Lowe, isn't it? Yeah.
Here comes Mr. Woke.
Oh,
Mr. Woke asked what you were doing talking about trans rights.
Can't do anything when Mr. Woke is around, can you?
No, he wants to put the bananas back to be offended.
Oh no, here comes little Miss and or Mr. Trans Activist. What's Mr. Woke going to do?
This is gold. But this is, we should write these down and sell them for Christmas.
The woke
sell
them the and Christmas then ban has them. Been cancelled.
So it was the Mr. Men, and the story was Mr. Messy.
Oh,
Mr. Messy.
Mr. Messy.
The Widow Tidy. Oh, you're back, I see.
The Widow Tidy sounds good.
The Widow Tidy. You must go speak to the Widow Tidy.
Sounds like from a pantomime.
It does, doesn't it? 9:35, play away. Work at home. I have a feeling he's going to be interfering. Darrow. With Brian Cant. Brenda Cant. All right, Darrow. Jesus. 10:25.
Yeah.
It was time for Camp Runamuck.
What?
Camp Runamuck. It says this, a comedy series set in a zany holiday centre for boys.
Oh, I thought he was like in Transylvania. Like, I am Count Runamuck. I will suck your blood. I will suck your...
No.
I wish to suck your blood, but first I must run amok.
I wish to rim you.
Oh, no, Count Runamuck.
Count Runamuck.
Should at least be. He should be asked.
Yeah, it's true.
Should be can't rim a lot, really.
Yeah.
We were expecting you to run amok.
Yeah.
No, rim a lot was dog food,
did not expect in this orphanage for you to go around rimming everyone, you filthy beast. Anyway, comedy series set in a zany holiday centre for boys. In this episode, Pruitt cows an efficiency expert.
What?
Pruitt Cowes Inefficiency Expert.
This is so written by someone from Eton, wasn't it?
Someone look up in the Urban Dictionary what cows means.
Cows is a gentle sort of like a lambasting...
Or is it milking someone?
Tell you what, it'd be a jolly wheeze, a cow, Ode Phillipson.
Oh, absolute beezer.
Yeah, absolute whiz. Yeah, that sort of thing. Anyway, so that was that. It sounds amazing, Cameron. It does, yeah. After that was Charlie Chaplin Double Bill. First film was In the Park. And the second film was By the Sea.
Bet they were both shit. Yeah.
Not the most famous ones, are they?
No, not really.
Out of the drive and away from land.
If it isn't Modern Times.
Yeah.
The other one.
Hitler's bin. Anyway, that all finished at 12:30, and then of course it was grandstand, grandstand. Mm-hmm. Until 5:05. Then it was the news. Then. 5:45, of course. Oh. It's time for Dr. Bloody Who.
Yes.
Terror of the Zygons, part one, God damn it. Tom, listen to this. The Doctor, Sarah, and Harry return to Earth to help the Brigadier discover what is causing the destruction of oil rigs off the coast of Scotland.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happens.
Mr. Darrow.
so much.
The nurse, Samuel Helen, leave Earth to hinder the army cook to not find out what activity is helping solid object tents in the centre of Wales.
Thank you, Paul Darrow.
Did it.
No, don't. No, actually, fuck it, do. I hate it.
Boo-hoo!
He loves it. Anyway, that was followed by Seaside Special. With Roy Hudd, Keith Harris, Tony Blackburn.
Roy Hudd's back.
Yeah, Roy Hudd. And,
just always
and
on TV.
New edition. Yeah. Live from Torbay.
Nice. Dead from Inverness.
Darrow. Anyway, after that. Beautiful. We've got a film, and it's Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Oh.
Yes.
Selwyn in Red Huddersfield.
I love the write-up for this. Mm. It just says this. Everybody wants Elvis. His girlfriend wants him to stay. The girls want him on the beach. His mother wants him with her pineapples. While he's making up his mind, Elvis sings 14 songs. That's literally the right song. While he's making up his mind,
bloody hell.
He sings 14 songs. Fantastic. Elvis in Blue Hawaii. Have you seen Blue Hawaii?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I think I've seen it.
I mean, nothing happens. It's great.
No, none of his films anything.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if that's the film where he does Hey Bossa Nova. I fucking adore that song by Elvis.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, after that was the Dick Emery Show.
I'm a vicar.
You are fucking loyal, but you're nice.
You are racist.
I've done it wrong again, I've not done.
Oh, I'm such a silly duffer. Here's me bag of tea.
Thanks, Dick.
He's been dead 40 years this year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Anyway, with Arthur English.
Dick Emery, is there anything that Darrow wants to say about Dick Emery?
Oh, he's asleep.
Fanny nail clip.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Thanks, Darrow.
You thought they were sleepy snooze. Oh, they're wiki woo.
All right. Well, hang on, that means you just said the facts then, you idiot.
You sent a fax.
Confused you.
Can he only talk in that, or does he do that to be malicious?
Well, we'll never know, will we?
We'll never find out.
Tom will never bloody know.
If he said what he really thinks, we'll think the opposite.
Exactly.
That's true.
The world would end if we.
He's like the boy who laughed dog.
Laugh wolf.
The girl who laughed dog.
The girl who laughed.
You're like the girl who laughed dog. Right? Running in, saying everything's fine.
Yeah.
3 times more, I'll have that.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing much. Bibs the world, but then it was Parkinson's special. It was Parkinson's special. Beep, beep, medeedly dick. With Bing Crosby.
Oh, wow.
Bong Congo.
How's that the opposite to Bing Crosby, Darrow? Bong Crosby. Idiot. Anyway, that's BBC One. BBC Two.
Yeah.
7:40.
Is that when it was started? Oh, that's good. Okay.
Very good. To 3:15, and it's Open University.
Oh, lovely.
Courses include.
Yeah.
Distribution.
Great.
Air pollution, the London Underground, and biology. Biology asking the question, is the vagina the perfect instrument? Let's get ready for this one. Oh Christ, I've gone dizzy. Oh, it's like I've got low blood sugar.
You're you've got very red.
Jesus Christ. Doris dear. Get out of the earth! Get out of the country! Get off the planet! Go! Oh, Bert. Now, Bert obviously needed a rest after that thing. Yeah. And he did have a rest for half an hour. Because then it was Saturday cinema. A French mistress, a story about a prostitute. He's on the landline. Doris. I don't know how far out the SL will beat you up, but don't even fire. Get in the sun. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Look at the house. It looks like 4,000 slugs are around to it.
Bert, please. Listen. That was, you know, that's fine, that finished.
Okay,
that,
sorry,
thank
sorry,
God,
sorry.
There's a documentary on
there. Oh, my goodness.
Network are doing a documentary.
Okay.
The new trend for nudism in the UK. He's running out, he's running out. Doris! Doris! Okay, come! I've pulled it off. I need to go down to the NHS, put it on ice. Another one on
the
arm! Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Don't worry. Because okay. I think he's going to be hospitalised. There's one more thing on for you, so you'll be fine.
It's all right.
It's fine. It's only the live Miss London pageant. The bikini round in Tower Hamlet! Oh, God. I'm spent and I'm dead.
Oh. But you only get a bucket and a half.
You died.
Calm down.
There's a bucket and a half in every table.
It's nearly an armful.
Listen, dear Weezers and Groaners. Mark this day, Saturday the 30th of August, 1975. The day Bert died. But
blimey.
Why would you want to
why?
Be watching
that? Why would you do that?
Because you could be watching. Right, I'm so dizzy. Excuse me, you could be watching Terror of the Cycle.
Yes.
Oh. We open on a beautiful model shot.
Yep.
Of a lovely little oil rig. It's lovely. A mysterious noise.
Ooh.
Very mysterious noise. Oil rig collapses. Kaboom. What is going on? What is going on? We now cut to the Doctor, Harry, and Sarah Jane. Yay. Oh.
The Doctor's got his little bonnet on.
Doctor's got his little bonny hat on.
Oh, I
he
love it.
He looks so cool. And he's given Harry his tartan scarf. He's wearing a tartan scarf. He's given Harry his scarf.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. They all look so happy together.
Yeah.
Sarah Jane is brilliant in this, by the way.
She is.
Oh, she's so bloody good.
So is Harry.
Harry's
all right, yeah.
Yeah, I like Harry.
I love this. The three of them, I think, is a really... I mean,
it's
I do
lovely,
love the Doctor and Sarah, but the three of them are great. Aren't
they? It's so good. It's so lovely. And they're just having a little walk and having fun. That's all it is, just them having fun. And then we cut to unit. And the Brigadier is investigating the fact that three oil rigs have actually now been destroyed.
Mm-hmm. To lose one.
Yes, very much. And he's actually called the Doctor in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which Tom is not happy about at all.
Doesn't like being summoned.
Doesn't like being summoned, which is really nice. It's so nice seeing Tom with the Brigadier, because it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
No.
And he's really good with him. Because he's got that proper... Well, I suppose like part we have that sort of, oh, you idiots. But Tom sort of just does it in a weird, massive fisheye look. only Tom can deploy. Mm,
yes.
So the Doctor arrives. He catches a lift, doesn't he, from the Duke of Forgill.
Duke
of Forgill is an extremely posh rotter, it seems.
He's horrible.
He's a posh rotter.
He's horrible to the cook from Crossroads.
He's horrible to everyone in this.
Yeah. Really
like
is.
Toffee knows shits that live up in the castle. You know what they're like.
I do, Doctor.
This little... Indeed.
Go stand on that rickety pier.
Thailand shop bread and toffee in my back pocket.
I'm writing a cartoon for ages 3 to 6 called The Family Nest.
It will not
be popular.
I've got my thistle whistle, Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
No,
hoping we'll get Eric Saywood Ness. to come in and shoot everyone. And it's gone like blood axe.
And what a ness.
Muir,
Frank Muir.
Frank Muir.
what on earth?
He was also sorry, we're just warbling now. Binbag.
Anyway, they all turn up at unit and they all laugh at the Brigadier because he's wearing a kilt.
That's great.
I love it.
Funny. I love it. Man in kilt. Yeah. Ha ha, you dress.
Doesn't he ask him what his sparring is as well?
Yeah. Ha ha. You got Fanny under there. And the Brigadier's like, hell.
Yeah,
Jesus. I mean, this is military.
Starts crying, doesn't he?
Starts crying. And starts writing a suicide note.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And you just, I know you can't see it, but if you zoom in, there's a bit of wee that comes down his legs and he's just.
Oh, Brigadier.
So the doctor says, look, why have you summoned me? And he goes, well, this is what's going on, doctor. Yep. Bloody oil rigs are disappearing. We don't know how. Mm-hmm. This is very, we want you to help. And he's like, don't just summon for me this sort of shit.
Come the fuck on, mate.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm not your Benson.
Yeah. Harry and SJ are like, oh, we love a good wheeze.
Yeah.
Well, I can see it down your leg.
Ooh, it's all dried now. That's weird. So they're going to do some investigating.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do some snooping.
Yeah.
Do some snooping, but of course you all got to separate to do snooping in your village, haven't you? So they all do that. And then the doctor goes to the village.
Uh-huh.
And SJ goes to the village as well. And it's revealed that the Duke of Forgill has been acting very odd of late.
Very odd.
That's
very
what the barman says. Yeah, he's been acting very weird of late. That's how he speaks. Very weird of late.
He's been buying cryptocurrency.
He's been heavily investing in cryptocurrency.
NFTs, daughter.
It's been on the dark web all afternoon.
You'll appreciate the value, I've been told.
Hardly touched his meat of tatties. He's been taking E. But it's Scottish E, it's good E.
Scottish E.
It's good made Scottish from Gerdas.
Gerdas.
Got snotting Gerdas. Sorry to all our Scots.
Yeah, sorry to our Scottish
fans. Scots fans, we've only got another hour of this, so you'll be fine. cut now, and I love it. Cut to eavesdropping aliens. Ooh. POV shots of eavesdropping aliens, and I love that effect.
Do we see their terminal at this
we
point?
We see a tiny bit of a hand, and a really quick 1 second flash of a Zygon face. And it is fucking frightening.
Yeah. I'd have been terrified.
Zygons are amazing.
They're so good.
They're so scary.
They love Yorkshire puddings.
They love
covered in them,
yeah,
and their terminal is just full of Yorkshire puds.
Yeah, and they love just it. Feeling them all.
Like that sort of organic spaceship feel which the Zygons have. Everything's knobbly and wobbly and looks like the inside of a crab's mound. Anyway, but you just get a tiny POV shot. It's really lovely because at that point you're going, don't know who they are, don't know what this is. This is brilliant. So they've been eavesdropping. And then there's lots of, well, this area... The ghastly Grange is full of hauntings and fairies and wee beasties and toadies and things you get inside your knitting and all that. And the doctor's folklore shy as usual. Mm. Something's probably going on. But no, this has always been a mysterious place. Sarah Jane and Doctor and what's your name, Harry? There's all that sort of stuff. We see from the very first shot when the oil rigs being blown up.
Mm.
There's a man sort of going, Mayday, bloody hell, Mayday. And we see him washed up on the shore. All befuddled.
Is he the one who's going, the chef here, can he do a good haggis?
Can he do a good haggis on that, please? And then suddenly, Hamish McScotland, in full guilt, shoots him.
Yeah.
And it looks like shoots Harry.
Yeah.
Is Harry dead? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Turns out he's not dead, but the bullet grazed his head.
Yeah.
Lucky, innit?
Frightening. So he's taken off to hospital.
Yes.
And then there's a lovely bit with Sarah Jane just talking to all the little local population, and she's just sparkling and brilliant. She's so really good.
So good.
She's so good in this. I just adore Sarah Jane. Mm. And then we cut again now to the Zygon ship, and we see finally their suckered hands and their suckered heads and their wispy little voices.
Oh, talk like this.
Very good. We all run a library in space.
Doctor, did you know that you can buy Cadbury's Whisper? from the foyer of our spaceship. Look for Windsor Davis.
Oh, I've been trying this Cadbury's Whisper. It's very nice, but I'd like to return to home to Earth now, please.
You're the loudest actor we've ever
heard. This is actually me whispering.
Ow. Yeah.
Etc.
So the Zygons are sort of Optus stuff, and you're like, what's happening here? They're amazing. And what they're doing is they're summoning some sort of sea creature, but we have no idea what that is as of yet.
No.
Harry's out for the count, unconscious in hospital, but he's being looked over by a rather suspicious nurse.
Now, this woman's face is terrifying.
She's so good, isn't she? Stony face terror.
Terrifying woman.
She's like, would you... You'll be asleep for a while now.
She's so frightening. She's so good in this.
Yeah.
She's so good in this. The Brigadier, meanwhile, informs the Doctor that now another oil rig has blown up, and it's a very important one. It's the Nevis rig. It's also been destroyed.
Yeah.
So the Doctor says, well, let's do some snooping. And he finds some of the curious wreckage from one of the oil rigs, and he goes, looks a bit odd, this.
Mm.
So he literally fills it with... like Artex. Like
that's
one of those weird sort of like, you know, denture prints that you do and thingy. And then he just goes, fucking great teeth. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, big teeth.
Is that the bit where the Brigadier is like, you know, these always remind me of spiders wearing Wellington boots? And you're like, you're right, Brig.
You're right.
Like, nothing like that.
Too long.
These always remind me of gummy bears dancing the jig.
Brigadier, have you just been drinking whiskey? Is that all you've done?
I've done a wee wee in my pack.
We know. And some number twos.
You know, number twos always remind me of slugs that come out my bum.
Here we go again.
I'll have the soup. It's whiskey. He's just eating the soup. Yum, 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 yum. So they do a cast, and it's massive teeth marks. And now it cuts back to the Zygons, who now feeling threatened for the first time. Because obviously they've been up to mischief and shenanigans for a while, but now there's this strange man. They don't know he's the Doctor yet. They don't know he's the Time Lord. But he just says this. They say this Doctor must be destroyed.
Destroyed.
Yeah, destroyed.
Not killed.
Yeah,
destroyed.
Exactly. And then Harry wakes up and he's babbling. Mm. And Sarah Jane is gently trying to probe him for information. But the nurse is looking very suspicious. And then Harry sort of screams. He's delirious. And then suddenly this, I mean, how to end an episode? Mm. I think it was by mistake because it's just edited too weird. A Zygon is suddenly behind Sarah.
Yeah.
She turns and she's right face it and it just heads into her and she just goes, meow! And I went, fuck!
It's
and
incredible,
I was genuinely frightened for the first time in years by a Doctor Who cliffhanger. Because I just went, what? Too quick?
What the heck? Yeah. Imagine watching that. You can't rewind. You just see that and then that's what you're... And a child has that in their head for a whole week.
It's just such a good reveal.
I can see it now.
Christ, I think she's been having the whiskey.
Bag of soda.
Sounds like a mouthful.
such a good reveal. Just immediately there.
Terrifying.
I think it's supposed to be the nurse has revealed herself, but it's not clear.
No. It's just a horrible thing.
But all you see is Sarah
thing.
Jane just literally turn into a Zygon. And it just leans at her too quick, and it ends, and you go, oh.
Incredible.
So good. Yeah. That's how you do and of course it always works so good with the
with the
that
sting
just
and everything.
To the frightening.
If that was a Troughton episode, she'd just turn around and gone, whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
And then backed off like 40 foot.
Yeah.
And then we would have had a recap of it for 2 minutes.
The Zygon would have just turned to the camera and gone, I have heard of being scared, but this is ridiculous.
This is your life.
Fuck off. I'm never doing it.
Zygon is This Is Your Life, isn't he? Zygon be Eamon Andrews, surprise himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Bernie Breslau.
Big red bomb.
All the guests. Well, he's here tonight because he's me. He could just do that in
that
his
works.
Own.
Siloddy.
Siloddy.
I'm not doing it.
Have I told you the story that I used to know somebody who worked on one of the more newish series of This Is Your Life, which is now long over. But he told me in the original series, they would quite often, literally, if they had. Let's say Sir John Gielgud was going to come on and tell a story, and then the famous person's best mate was going to tell a story, but the best mate's story was better than Sir John Gielgud's. They'd say, can you just swap stories?
Oh, God.
So it was just literally like that. Just all tissue of lies. So literally the person had to pretend that, knowing full well.
never happened. We've all seen the Gary Glitter This Is Your Life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
With the little finger to the lips.
Just horrible.
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 Worse than the Zygon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cock to the lips.
I managed it.
Anyway, so we go back into episode 2.
Yep.
Harry's just gone. And Sarah Jane's just gone.
Yeah.
And the doctor talks to the rather suspicious nurse. I think now the doctor's already going, right, you're definitely something.
Yeah.
He's already cottoned on. Something is happening here. And so they all try and find Harry and SJ, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane's in a decompression chamber.
Yeah.
Christ. And so the doctor goes in to help her, and then the Zygon appears and locks them in and starts to decompress them.
Awful. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Did you remember when Keith Chegwin got trapped in a decompression chamber in his show, Cheggers Goes Pop?
Yay! Hey! I was hoping you were going to talk about The Naked Jungle.
where Cheggers went plop.
Yeah. I'd love to have been in that meeting, though, with him. I've got a great idea for a show.
Yeah.
Everybody's naked.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And they do tasks. And the host is naked, right? Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Keith, just checking. Do you have a micropenis? Yeah. Do you want to host a show? Yeah.
What a weird thing.
Fine.
You see, afterwards, he would go around and say, I only had a small part in the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fine. You should be able to hit him though after. Everyone in the world gets one punch.
That's what did for him.
Sorry,
in the end.
It's a knockout joker card. holding it up, I get one punch on you.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because he was the lead man in Brown Sauce. Great band.
Great.
Tim, Maggie Philbin and Noel Edwards.
Yes.
Brilliant band.
Brown
Sauce. I Just Want to Be a Winner was their song.
He was also in the Playboy produced, was it Hamlet or Macbeth that he was in as a little boy?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
There's always weird turns that turn up in these sort of mad films. Like there's loads of Peter Greenaway films where you suddenly go, Peter Duncan's in it. Yeah. Just weird people you just never expect.
Yeah.
To just being the thing.
Alarming.
Like, why Sister Wendy in Terminator? Stuff like that. You're like, what?
I remember there's a train safety video we watched at school where a young Keith Chegwin was there going, Billy doesn't wear his football boots anymore, but he still keeps them on his wall. Because he got run over by a train.
Oh, he's got no legs.
He's got no legs. Oh.
But good news is, that kid next door wants to buy his football boots.
And Cheggers on, it's the bleakest episode of Swap Shop that they've ever done.
Nah. Listen, at least when you go on flats, you're technically in the storage. Yeah. Saving money on seats. Just
little Jenny
like
needs
that.
A kidney. Mm. She's willing to swap it for a scale electric.
Imagine that meeting as well. Just loot on telly.
I've got a Mr. G Glitter on the line. He says he needs an alibi. And he'll swap that. A paperweight. Anyone interested?
For a lazy Susan. And 20 Bensons.
20 B&H, please. Now the Doctor and Sarah are sort of choking to death. And the Doctor obviously is a Time Lord. And he's probably got 3 million of everything. Now what is this?
What is this?
Can anyone explain what this is?
I love it.
I think it's
only
amazing.
Tom can pull this
only
off.
Only Tom can do this.
Yeah.
Because he's sort of out of no concept, just just goes, and then just gets on with stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You're like, what was that? Nothing.
Nothing.
You know that's a Tom decision. So nothing. It's not in the script.
No.
Tom just went, I'm going to just go.
What I love about that is that Tom Noonan is such a Doctor Who nerd.
Yeah.
The other day I sent him a voice note on WhatsApp.
This is amazing.
That had a tiny portion of that clip, and his first reply was, "Oh, that's the Doctor screen."
It's so iconic.
Tiny in the background. Just what you hear is. You're watching that bit.
Brilliant. I love it so much. Because if that was Pertwee, he would have done the.
He should do that representing Eurovision.
With Naru Naru.
Naru Naru, it's Pertwee. Oh,
can you imagine his medallion?
Oh, glistening.
He'd be on one as well, a rotating
medallion.
But the medallion would have hair on it.
Yeah.
Just a huge gold medallion with wispy. Which is horrible, I feel sick.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
We're probably cavorting on it.
No.
It's a deep techno.
He'd be shaking flowers like Morrissey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would have the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right at the end, he sticks a recorder up his ass and plays the last note. Or
he could have the Dickie Dido thing. What was it called? You know, the thing that looks like a cock.
Oh, the
Tom Tit.
Tom Tit. Yeah. He's got his Tom Tit out.
Well, that will be his B-side when he releases it. Tom Tit.
He'd be able to do that song from Mikado, Tit Willow, but he'd do Tit Willow.
Tit Willow.
Anyway.
There's a bit in...
Reverse polarity.
He does that one really gentle in front of a log fire. Finally gone on, and it's just done with a little guitar. He's just noodling. Reverse the polarity.
When Andrew O'Neill, I think a lot about when he says in The Demons, when he goes, Andrew O'Neill's impression where he says, plan. Not Arthur in the fault. Like, I walk around the house going, "Sans, not Sans in the fault." It just makes me laugh.
How does my feel about it?
Absolutely delighted.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Meanwhile, as poor old Doctor and Sarah Jane, what the Doctor does, he sort of like uses some, I mean, I presume it's some sort of hypnotism stroke magic time lordy thing to calm her breath down and help her focus. But before he does that, he has to go, which is fine. Harry, by the way, he has disappeared, but he's only on board the bloody Zygon ship. And in true sort of James Bond villain style, they go, "We are Zygons and we're here to take over the world." And he's like, "Oh, bloody hell, chaps, that's not bloody cricket." No, I say. And then they just put him in a jail for a bit.
They've got like a meat cupboard, a cupboard made of meat, full of people that they've taken over.
Yeah,
it's like a body snatcher situation.
Yes, they got. It's an interesting idea with the Zygons, because what they do is they need to keep the original copies of the people so they can sort of like almost do their homework again and go, "Oh right." It's kind of like, a nice idea, because I suppose any other villain would just kill it.
And
But this one they have to sort of keep them in storage. It's actually kind of a nice idea. And they literally tell Harry that they fled stellar space and they've been in Earth again with all the other 5 million aliens that are also living on Earth at the same time. I mean, this is another fucking Loch Ness episode. How many Loch Nesses are there because of Doctor Who and our monsters? There's about 9, isn't there?
Well, Time Flight. No, not Time Flight. It's Time Lash.
Time Lash.
Yeah, it's going to go back.
Yeah. No. It's all right. I put a glass of a...
You put a glass over him like a spider.
He's fine.
Beer mat under him and he'll take him outside.
Yeah, he's all right. So they've been hiding in the centre of the earth. They've been waiting, biding their time. Yep. Again, I always love the fact that they've been waiting like 4,000 years just doing nothing.
Yeah. Man in the maze.
Shall we do it today?
Too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
And they are going to exploit the earth for their own purpose. They're going to prepare it and then they're going to summon other Zygons.
Yep.
And the way they're going to do that is they've got a creature that is what we would know as a Loch Ness monster. Mm. But they've taken this creature, which is known as the Scarrison.
And Scarrison from Gladiators.
It's modified. It's half cyborg, half creature. So it's under their control, I suppose, isn't it? Anyway, the Doctor manages to not be out of breath anyhow.
That's good.
He should actually finish as he started. And then we would know, wouldn't we? You know, but there you are. And then,
so I do.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, listeners, if you by some fluke you have not seen this story, you're not exaggerating. It is the weirdest thing that has ever happened in Doctor Who.
Without a doubt.
Just out of context. But when you know it's Tom, you go, "It's fine."
Yeah.
It's
love
so
it.
Normalised with Tom.
See, what weirded me out was when he went,
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was weird. Too much.
As soon as he regenerated,
I saw the Brigadier's kilt.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You have two.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyway, so now it comes back to UNIT again. Yeah. Man, we need to sort something out, but they all just get gassed.
Yeah, yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
They all fall unconscious.
Mm.
Yeah. And then Benton finds the Doctor and Sarah Jane and frees them
mm-hmm.
from the compression chamber. And Sarah Jane's like, thank you, Doctor, for saving my life.
Aww.
And she's so brilliant. And then it cuts to UNIT patrolmen who are mm-hmm. walking around in the mist. That's really cool.
I love that. Like,
side shot.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear the Scarison roaring, but we don't see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this creature is obviously then just eating all the UNIT soldiers and stuff like that. And then we find out it's not just the UNIT, because they're in like a sort of pub for most of it, aren't they?
Yes.
But it's the entire village has been gassed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Zygons are now eavesdropping on the Doctor, Sarah Jane and Benton.
Mm-hmm.
And the Doctor finally finds what he thinks is a signalling device, the thing that is summoning this creature. How does he find it? I don't quite remember how he just discovers it.
Yeah.
No, he just sort of got it.
It's
a summoning thing, yeah.
It's a summoning thing.
It ends up in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks, and this is great because this is selfless Doctor Who. He goes, look, it's attacking the village, it's mm-hmm. attacking the people, I will run away with it and it won't come to me. And you go, that's
Is that when he says, like,
Doctor Who?
You don't know how fast this thing can move, and then he says, you don't know how fast I can move.
Don't know how fast I can move. And then we have lots of, which you don't often get, massive Action Tom.
Very
rarely do you get Action mm-hmm. Tom, but this is Action Tom running on hills, misty hills, with this with the creature sort of finding him. Yeah, it's really cool.
I like the creature.
Yeah,
I think it's perfectly 1975. Looks fine.
Yeah, looks fine, doesn't it?
It looks like one of those. Do you remember when they did the creature for Carnival of Monsters, and they were boasting about how they'd used ferret skulls?
Yeah,
this looks similar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's got canine teeth.
Yeah. Yes.
By the looks of it.
This one they went a stage further. They found a human skull.
Yeah. Just slaughtering things to make it.
Listen, it is canon. This is Hartnell.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Oh no!
You broke into broke into the family crypt. Took his head.
Yeah. The teeth missing.
Yeah. Oh, took all the flesh off. Bleached it. Put it in a sock. He's back. You're fired.
You see what I did with his knob?
Yeah.
That was in Tom's pocket.
So there's lots of screaming, UNIT troops shooting blindly, the Doctor leading the Scarison away, mm-hmm. and the Doctor picks up the signal in his pocket, and it's really hot.
Ow. No one does pain like Baker,
just
do they?
So good. Just proper screamy pain, because if it was Pertwee, you'd be... It'd be silly pain, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he just throws it away or something, doesn't he? Something like that.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I've lost where I am in my notes now.
So he's being chased across Heathery Moors.
Yes. So now SJ finally, because Harry manages to sort of escape from the prison ship, the Zygon ship, but there's also a replica of him wandering around.
Yes, yeah.
And during all the commotion, Sarah Jane and Benton, I think, and some of them, and of course Matt Yates, and I love Matt Yates, they all go looking, and she spots Harry, chases Harry, but Harry hides in a barn. This is really scary.
Oh,
really
my,
scary.
One of the best, scariest scenes.
Isn't this
brilliantly filmed? It's,
He attacks her with a thing.
Pitchfork.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Mm.
But just the POV shots of him just... Harry doing really good angry alien. It's just... Because we know it's a Zygon.
I think this is one of the most... If this was like so a 70s horror movie, it would be... Lord, it was so brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's absolutely brilliant. All this is going on simultaneously while the Doctor's running away from the... What a great episode it is. Just episode two is just relentless action. And still not giving all the game away.
Yeah.
I just think it's so good.
Okay.
I hate doing shows that I like because I can't mess around as much because I'm too busy. And then this brilliant bit happens.
But you get to watch them again in this.
Yes, I know. So it's all worth it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so good. So what the one thing, so that, so obviously, the Zygon gets killed, doesn't it?
Yeah. So she falls him off the thing and then he falls onto
the pitchfork.
The spiky, like the threshing machine thing.
And goes...
And it's really horrible.
Yeah.
UNIT, by the way, now have finally done something because they haven't done much yet. What they've managed to do is triangulate the source of the signal where this where the Scarison's coming from. Yeah. And it's coming from bloody Loch Ness.
Would you Adam and Eve it?
Yeah.
Would you believe it? Unbelievable. And then it just cuts to a Zygon who's been looking at them, and we'll find out how he's been looking at them, which is brilliant.
Oh my God,
in episode
amazing.
Three. But he's looking at him, and again, this time it's just the Zygon going, "Destroy him! Destroy the Doctor! Die, Doctor! Die!"
Amazing.
Brilliant fun. Episode two is a joy.
Yeah.
And so is episode 1 and 3 and 4. So part 3, the signaller fails.
Because is that where Harry falls onto
Harry
it?
Harry has fallen onto it in his during his melee, was it? Or something like that. And the Zygons assume that the Zygons now assume that when the signal goes out, that it's the Scarison that's killed the Doctor.
Yes,
and they think the Scarison's done the job.
Yeah.
Which when Harry perfect. Met Scarison.
I'll have what he's having. He's unit soldiers.
when he's dying. I'll have what he's having.
Who wants to watch a Zygon orgasm?
Me. Your Yorkshire pudding mix will come out.
Yeah, just a plate of Aunt Bessie's. That'll do it. Oh dear. So the Doctor goes, look, I think we are being watched. Yes. We are being watched.
What could possibly be watching them?
What could, we be doing? Could it be that deer with bulging eyes? It's like if Marty Feldman was a deer.
A massive Marty Feldman stag that's eyes move.
Yeah. Could it be the stuffed deer that has seen a sexy lady stuffed deer in a cartoon?
Thank you. Unbelievable.
Yep.
I love the fact that they're all searching the room. Like, can you work out where this could be? The Doctor's like, it's in the fucking stag.
Yeah, yeah.
Massive moving eye. Jesus. The Doctor says, I now need to speak to the Duke of Forgill.
Yes.
Finally. Because we've only seen him right at the very beginning, just giving them a very begrudging lift.
But people doesn't seem to matter these days.
No. So they go, they all go to visit Forgill. But back in the pub, the Scottish publican witnesses the stag's eyes move, but doesn't do anything about it. Hey, that's what that one's doing there.
He's a bit wet, isn't he, the publican?
Yeah, he's very old.
He was
man.
In Crossroads, wasn't he, as the chef? So Chewy McPhee, whatever he's called. Chewy McGee. He was in The Great Escape. He tried to go over the fence and got shot.
Oh, bless.
Okay. Oh. I did not know that.
I think he's dead now.
So good, now we've good. Got good. The ultimate obituary page.
Well, once again, Toby, why?
Good.
Why?
Yeah. Toby, why?
Come on.
Anyway, so the Doctor, they all head off to the castle, and the Doctor now very much informs everyone, including the Duke, that, by the way, Loch Ness is real.
Yep.
Nonsense, says Forgill. Nonsense. He all thinks they're on the wacky backy. He's very disappointed in them all.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in them all. And then suddenly, Mr. Publican goes, yeah, maybe I should actually take a look at that weird moving eye.
Yeah.
That's just not normal, is it? And then suddenly Nurse Suspicio is there.
Yeah.
And she obviously kills him.
Straight away.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's really horrible.
I mean, she's disturbed. Not saying the actress is ugly or anything. It's just she can do a disturbing face.
Yeah.
But then turning into Ratchet the Zygon as well.
Makes it even more. Oh. Yeah.
It's when she's got the blood on her arm and stuff. Oh, it's all there.
She's covered dripping in blood. Oh,
so good.
She was having a hot dog and all the ketchup.
Little Frank Carson joke about, why do you call this sandwich a banjo? And then he can't see it on the podcast, but it's an action he does. It looks like he's playing the banjo, but he's actually wiping ketchup from his chest.
I think Tom's had a stroke.
Yes.
I don't think Tom's well.
I realise I was saying a joke which is purely visual.
Yeah. But you described it, which made it funny. Yeah.
There you go.
Always the right medium for a visual guy. Is a podcast.
Yep.
What's really funny is, and this, again, only Tom does this well, within 2 minutes of meeting Lord Forgill, he starts taking the piss out of his voice.
Oh my God, yes. He's mugging him off, isn't he?
Beautiful.
But these seem to count these days.
I love it that the Doctor starts taking the mick out the way he speaks. Yeah. That's proper.
Imagine if the Duke of Forgill had turned up then and been like, fucking what, mate?
Yeah, fuck you. you want you have a fucking smiler? Try. Just love it. Just taking a gentle ribbing and poking, which is so good.
For his pleasure.
Yeah. So anyway, of course now more snooping must be done, but now it must be castle snooping.
Yeah.
Castle ghastly gate. So SJ is told to hang tight and do some snooping, and she finds a secret entrance.
She first asks for a ladder from that moody man with the beard, which I love.
Captain McTavish shoots the
Captain McBurbsay.
Yeah. Hamish he brings McScotland.
In wobbly ladder with the arm holder on it.
Yes.
That traditional and then she
pokes
ladder.
Her tongue out. And it's a very lovely
stereo. Yeah, she's like, and then she
and he goes,
her
you
lips.
Fucking what, mate?
and then he lifts his kilt up, and she goes,
again, a visual joke.
Yeah, she licked her lips.
She licked her lips because he wanted his.
You were just mocking him, and then you did it. Honestly.
I can't help it, I'm old. So what happens now? Bloody hell. So much is happening. So Sarah J. Snoopman, Dr. and Brig go off to find the Zygon. The Zygon, it's the nurse that killed.
Yes.
The thing is now on the run and is sometimes seen as the nurse running in the woods and is sometimes seen as a Zygon. Yeah. After shots of it as a Zygon. Fucking frightening.
Yeah.
Because it's too far away, it's in the mist, and you just see a red, vicious roar.
It's daylight.
Which
goes against the rules.
And
so
you've
it's
got
really
unit
terrifying.
Wandering around, not knowing what they're trying to shoot, and it's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. It reminds me of the mummies in that one in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Very similar. Pyramids of Mars.
Really similar sort of thing. Just very effectively done. Just show bits of it, and then occasionally just the nurse, and the nurse wondering, like, everything's perfectly normal. Yeah. Blood all over. So well done. So that's what's going on. And in fact, nurse has lamps a unit soldier with a rock, doesn't she?
Just bang.
Just fucking hell. The doctor comes back and sees that the eye is missing in the stag and the Republican's dead and just goes, right, Forgell is in on this, I reckon. Only the doctor can make two and two together immediately because he's Time Lord. He's
is it a stag or a deer? Because if they've taken the eye out, it's a no idea!
I'm gonna hit him. No, it must be a deer.
Oh my god.
It's got no antlers, is it? It's got antlers.
If it's antlers, it's
a stag, isn't it?
It's a stag. If it's a deer and it's an no idea, then.
Because I took I can't tell. I took a picture of it and I said, why does it look like it's just seen Sylvester McCoy bend over? I just don't know. I can't tell.
We'll never know.
Jesus.
That deer is saying, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So that's going on. Sarah Jane has now gone through the hidden bookcase and now she's inside the Zygon ship. Really cool. She's looking around. And we see that lovely shot of the nurse, of Forgell, and Mr. Hamish McTosskaber. All the people that they've replicated are all just sort of in little weird chambers.
Yeah.
And it looks
like
very
on
cool.
Family Fortunes, where you couldn't listen to the person doing the round first and you had to be in the little isolation booth.
Exactly like
so if
that.
A Zygon needs to replicate person and he hears a beep, he has it 5 more seconds.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah. Turkey.
Think something to take to the beach.
Turkey.
Jesus. For some reason, Harry isn't in the replication thing because he needs to service the story. So he's just in jail.
It would be like Mr. and Mrs., wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What's his favourite dinner? what dinner does he like?
Have you ever seen Family Fortunes in America called Family Feud?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When they introduced in England, they introduced the families. Sorry, this is going to be all visual again. But when they introduced the families, they just all in a studio and they just all wave together.
Yeah.
But in the American one, they mock up a replica of their own home.
What?
And make them stand in weird like poles, like the end of Naked Gun.
Oh my God!
Mum would be holding a frying pan serving eggs, and the daughter's looking with a plate. Father stood with a pipe, and they do it for every episode. And they make a mock up of their own home.
It's so expensive.
Just for the and then to go hi. It's the maddest thing.
That's insane.
I go in as a producer and say, "Don't do that bit," and save them £1 million an episode.
We can shave about £8 million off this series, guys. That building, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck me. So insane. So what's happened?
Sarah's all in the people that have been taken over in Spaceship Sarah.
Yeah, that's it. She's in the thing. Yeah,
all the people. Right.
It's now actually reminding me a bit of The Thing.
Yeah, a bit of the thing.
I was also getting Attack of the Cybermen vibes.
Yes.
They're all in the little chambers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Made into Cybermen.
Yeah.
Things cyberized.
The Howard's Way man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's half Cyberman at the end.
Because his hands crushed. Another bloody arm, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
the hot dog.
What I like is the doctor goes back to the castle and she sees Sarah Jane just running out and he's all just, he doesn't go, what's down there?
Yeah. No.
Well, he doesn't trust it, does he? He says, are you who you are?
Mm. Yes, that's all really cool, isn't it? Because then some Zygons try to attack them.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's very cool.
That's so cool. They they just look so frightening. I think it's the fact that their eyes are quite human.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't bothered putting, they can't afford it,
yeah.
to put like a yellow contact lens or something. So the fact they just have normal human eyes and they're just, everything is just.
But they're so deep set in the costume. So that's what makes them more scary.
It's quite phallic, isn't it? They're quite, well, they are quite penis shaped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got Yorkshire pudding suckers, mm-hmm. like Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire
pudding. Attack of the glands. Yeah.
We are the glands. Dearie me. So then the doctor has all that. Are you Harry and are you SJ?
Yeah.
All that distrusting thing. And does he sort of go on something? Oh, doctor, and he goes, no, it's all right.
I know it's well, that's you, the bit SJ. I love when
it's so lovely
when Sarah Jane runs into Harry. And she's like, is it you? And he goes, come on, old girl. And that's she's it. Like, oh, it is you. It's I really you. Love that moment.
Come on, old girl.
Yeah.
And the doctor just sort of looks and goes, no, it's you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the doctor has a little snoop now. And then he comes out and that's when the Zygons go, da, 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 which is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the units decide that they're going to, what's it, bomb the lock.
Yeah. Bomb.
Which I've been saying they should do that for years. That fucker's going to float to the top.
Just immediately bomb a lock.
Bomb a lock.
Hello, everyone. With our geography field trip this week, we're all going to go on the lock. Fuck, can't help myself. Just bomb a lock.
Bomb a lock.
But anyway, they're going to bomb a lock.
Sounds like one of Arthur's knights.
That's a bomb a lock.
Because the Zygons, I think, are panicked by the Doctor's presence now. Too much has been found out. Too much has been revealed.
Yes.
So they decide they're going to scarper now.
Mm-hmm.
And holy shit, the Zygon ship looks amazing.
It looks great, doesn't it?
It looks so good.
Yeah.
What a great model. What a great look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming out the water looks amazing.
Yeah.
Flying just looks so good. How can they get it so right in 1975? Or 4 days later, just get it so wrong? I don't understand.
I mean, compare that to the opening of the last one where the Doctor and the other one stood on those floating things and it looked fake as shit.
What were they stood on?
They were like on a floating thing at the beginning of the last episode.
Yeah.
The special.
Oh!
Oh, when they go through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked so bad.
It was awful, wasn't it? Yeah. And they, I think because a lot of it's on film as well, and it's just, it just looks so handsome. Even though it's stop motion, it's like Ray Harryhausen. We can deal with some stop motion Nessies.
Yeah.
That model shot is so lovely of the ship. Anyway, and that's the cliffhanger to 3, the ship flying. It's really cool. Cut up number 4, and now finally the Zygon reveals that he is Commander Bruton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks Bruton. Like a crouton. And
his brother's a chef called Crouton.
Yeah. And the Doctor just sort of gently mocks him.
Yeah.
I love how the Doctor, again, just gently mocks.
Yeah.
An alien race.
You've got to wave a tentacle every now and again.
Unit now are on the phone. Fucking flying saucer, by the way, everyone. They're on the blower. SJ and Harry, for some reason, go back to the castle again. I don't know why they have to go again to search for clues. The ship's now flown off. But anyway, Sarah Jane discovers that Lord Forgill is an honorary member of the Golden Haggis Lucky Dip.
That's fun, isn't it?
But more importantly, the Scottish Energy Research Board, which is very important. And the Zygons land, and you think, where have they landed? Apparently they landed in Brentford.
Yeah.
That's where you find out they've landed.
I think Unit have really, out of all the episodes we've ever done, Unit have got their most work cut out this one. They have to pretend the Loch Ness Monster wasn't like a giant beast.
Yes. But what's amazing is they've obviously built like a third of the ship for a perspective, and it's huge, and it just looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's in a quarry, isn't it? As,
Of course.
But it just looks great.
Mm.
I'm like, fuck me, you actually spent more than £3.
Is this when they explode it all up?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks so lovely. I just love the golden haggis lucky dip. It's amazing. Meanwhile, but the Zygons are jamming radars, so the unit can't really find out where they are. But
they should still be able to see it.
But they have also detected another object travelling south at speed, and that's the... that's Nessie, isn't it?
Scarison from Gladiators.
Scarison ready! Doctor ready!
Wolf's like, oh, fucking hell.
Just fight that.
I'm never hitting that with a cotton bud.
Partner doing it. Ready? No!
Never!
I'll just stand back and watch. I say, Zygons, you're really good at dentistry.
Pertwee would be your gladiator's doctor,
oh,
wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Right, he would.
Fucking in there like Flint, wouldn't he? Oh,
hey, Aikido.
Yeah, little leotard. Hey, this is just getting across an assault course.
Yeah.
You don't need to hi everyone.
He would get through the gauntlet in a second, wouldn't he? Just hi everyone.
And also, Wolf on Wolf. Mm. 1 second with Pertwee. Hi! Wolf dead.
Dead. Gone.
A cub, more like. McCoy would be really good at Wipeout with his... giant bottle. Well,
his arse. Yeah. His arse floating in a swimming pool. Yeah.
He'd never fall in the water because he's so buoyant.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Bounce
be,
on those balls.
He'd be the bouncy bombs, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the dam buster of bums. Yeah. What I'm trying to say, everyone.
Yeah, come on, everyone.
Come on, everyone, keep up.
Anyways, Bums Wallace.
All the radars are jammed. All the radars are jammed. And the Zygon reveals to the Doctor there's nothing he can do.
Yep.
Ha 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 ha. Because he can become Forgill, allow me to demonstrate. Love it when the Bond villain says exactly what we're doing and becomes Forgill.
They go like a bit of a lava lamp, then they turn into the person.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really cool. And he says that he's going to go to the world, to the trade, what is it, the I've got it written down somewhere.
Some boring ass conference.
It's the first international energy conference.
Yes.
That's where he's going. And he's going to go there and he's going to make sure that he replicates the right people, destroys the rest, and thus will start creating a new Eden for the Zygons.
The Zygons.
They will pollute the atmosphere. They
it sounds drain. Good on paper.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be difficult to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
They're going to be squatters, is what they're going
to
do.
They wanted to pollute the atmosphere. They should have just bloody waited, shouldn't they?
They should have just waited 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have hung out in the end zone layer. Yeah,
it's just keep using your hairspray, ladies, in the 80s. Kiss goodbye to Greenland. Yeah. Got a little lady here. Well, I can't remember what she's called. What's the little activist called?
Greta Thunberg.
God, imagine her as your companion. One day that would be, wouldn't it?
All right, Andrew.
One
Tate.
Day. Greta's your companion.
I don't like travelling like this.
Fucking
She'd
clean
love travelling like that.
You should love travelling like this.
I'd like to know how green the TARDIS is. I know it's literally blue. But
does it use any green credentials?
Does it use any fossil fuels?
Good question.
No, it just uses pure energy, doesn't it?
Where does pure energy come from?
Is time dirty?
Chicken and egg situation, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Do you reckon every so often the TARDIS appears, just dumps out toxic waste?
Yeah.
Doctor just comes out with a bucket.
Yeah, it was called the Colin Baker era.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I love Colin Baker and I loved his era.
But I reckon if you had Greta as an assistant, I reckon the Doctor lasts one day. TARDIS appears on a cliff edge.
She,
doors open, one hand push.
She come and go.
TARDIS doors go, TARDIS disappears.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be at home, hundreds of miles away.
Jesus.
She's become Bjork.
Yeah,
she has. Yeah, she's violently happy. so anyway, Forgill is now, I love it. Forgill's got like a little shortcut into London.
Yeah.
Yes.
So cool. And I'm trying to work out if that's where the ship's landed in Brentford or whether the shortcut is from Scotland. I'm trying to work out how he gets there so quick.
He's built an Elon Musk tunnel.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like it's nothing like a road.
Okay. So Forgill, who is Bruton, is going to set the timer in the right place so the Scarison, which is now swimming up the Thames, will attack everyone at the conference.
Brilliant.
Which is just madness.
Stupid. Why don't you just blow it up?
Yeah.
It seems a weird way to do it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you've got this very subtle underhand way of
yeah.
and very gently getting your feet under the carpet. Don't blow it all by a massive marauding beast in London.
Their dual tactics all the way through are quite odd, aren't they? Because one of them is like, slowly take over. And
but
the other
one
is
done out of panic because of the doctors. I think they're using the Scarison only to cause the oil crisis.
Yes, yeah.
So that can happen. That's very underhanded and very sort of like, you know, Machiavellian. But I think when the doctor comes, they just go, fuck, just kill everything. I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
Because I love when the Scarison appears in London, you just hear all of London screaming.
And
it's so effective.
Much.
It's
a
really fun idea. Even if you're nowhere near the Thames.
Yeah.
Again, how are you going to explain that? if your unit. You're like, well, today
they do allude to it or something. They just go, is that like, number 10 says it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone in London went, well,
fair enough. London.
Didn't happen. Number
two. Like what? Like the bloody parties?
Like the
lockdown.
Like the parties, I think you'll find.
In many ways. Bloody Boris Johnson's like the Loch Ness Monster, isn't he? Coming into London and causing chaos.
Yeah.
Bonkers Britain Boris Bonson. Mind you, cunt.
Cold War Steve, he could do like the Loch Ness Monster and Boris Johnson's on it and stuff.
He could, really.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, the Doctor's now chasing Broughton.
Yeah.
And they meet just as he's literally like this. They go through this door and in the corner.
It's like the stage is like behind that door.
But they're in a filthy sewer. And the doctor goes, I'm not going to let you get away with that. And Broughton's like, do you know what? I've had just enough of you. Yeah. Let's have a fucking fist fight.
I love it. I love it so much.
They have a fist fight.
Once again, Tom does his pained acting and it's brilliant. Tom, he's like, ah!
brilliant being hit.
Yeah.
You fucker. Because again, the part where you'd be your Hong Kong fooey.
Yeah.
It looks like a proper punch up.
I love it.
East End brawl. Mm. So good. And then suddenly the brig just comes along.
Mm-hmm.
He's been strangled at this point. Yeah. Like, literally, the brig just shoots the shit out of him.
Amazing. Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. But it's just the right sort of violence that's been leading up. It's so well paced, I think, all of this.
Yeah.
Subterfuge and then madness. And
that room as well. I love that room with the, like you say, the sewer that's just adjacent.
Sewer that is adjacent.
Right. And there's like the cardboard boxes and stuff. And
everyone at that conference is like, smells funny.
Smells weird.
It'd be drains of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, trends in next door. Right. Okay.
What did you have during the conference lunch? Well, I looked for the door. It's obviously.
I had a lovely Mars bar. It was unwrapped and on the floor. It was nutritious.
I had the gammon, but I saw the kitchen and it looks awful. It's a Saigon.
Yorkshire puddings are good. They should have lost all their clothes and carried on fighting, and it would have been like Borat, yes. And it was just like the stage of the conference.
Running through the conference, waving that thing that looks like a dick.
Yeah.
Zygon keeps appearing as different replicating something man, female, big nine tits, four knobs. He's rolling around the buffet. Like something up the thing. Yeah.
Going on. Oh boy.
It's not quite, it doesn't quite get to that stage.
No.
But it's really good because the doctor's having a fight. He's been strangled to death and suddenly the brig turns up and just shoots him. It's so well done. The doctor now realizes, can you hear London screaming, that this thing is now literally poking its head at the Thames and eating everyone. Realizes he's got the device in his pocket. I don't know how he realizes he's.
Yeah.
Never really explained this device.
No. He keeps finding devices, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then he just thinks, well, what can I do? And he throws it in the Thames.
Well, does he throws it in his mouth?
Throws it in his mouth, so Scarrison eats it.
Yeah.
And then, this is a bit of, like, Dr. Fluffing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now I've done that, he'll just go back to London. Fingers crossed. Oh, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, crash.
Yeah.
That's thinking on your feet and hoping it goes your way.
Yeah.
It's all just, you know. So Scarrison eats the signal, swims back home to Loch Ness to join the other fucking five Loch Ness monsters that Doctor have established.
Angriness?
Yes.
Tidiness. Fierceness.
Fierceness.
Angriness.
Stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
Pedoness.
Rudolf Hessness. Cross-dressingness.
He did crash a plane in Scotland, didn't he, Rudolf Hess? When he surrendered. Am I wrong?
Oh, I don't know. Was that because Nigel Farage wanted
surrendered? Is that how he surrendered?
Well, he crash-landed. And he landed in the Ness E lock.
Right.
And became an underwater beast.
Right. Well, this is all coming out as fact.
Activated by a thistle whistle.
Yeah.
A thistle whistle.
By Angus and...
Songs and Kick-Ass Imhotep. Snogging.
Angus and Imhotep and Mr. Mempwas. always does that. Anyway, I love the ending to this. Let's all get in the TARDIS. And Harry goes, is this Harry's last story? Because he literally goes, I don't know where I'm getting in that.
He appears again in the Android Invasion, but this is him saying goodbye. The regular.
But it is literally like, all right, bye then.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, didn't they say that they felt that with Sarah Jane and Harry, it was just too many?
Right.
Yeah, I think Harry was there in case they thought if they cast older or something. Whereas as it was, Tom is.
I think there could have been a little bit more between them. But again. Tom's like, well, I've got Sarah Jane.
Yeah.
And even the Brigadier won't do it. He'd rather take the fucking Jeep back to Scotland, which is really mad.
Mm.
And so they get in the TARDIS and they do a very racist Scots joke.
They really do. This is so racist.
What does he say? I don't remember.
He says, did you get a return ticket? And he says, yes. He goes, should have asked for it back. You call yourself a Scotsman.
Yeah. Yeah. Scotland, you're not tight enough. Yeah.
Blimey.
It ends with a tight gag.
Yeah.
And that is Terror of the Zygons. So what are we going to score it out of?
Good question.
Nessies. Yeah.
All right. I just adore this. Mm-hmm. Adore the bones off it. It's what everything I want in a Doctor Who.
Yep.
Everything I want in a Doctor Who. And I think also, I was genuinely, when I first saw that first sting, the first ending of episode one, I jumped out of my seat. And that's so nice to still be scared by Ode Who.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen it in ages, forgot all about it. And then as I was remembering how good it was, it was just as good as I thought it was. Model work stunning, Sarah Jane stunning, Harry's really good, Tom bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
Brigadier is really good. There's nothing about it that's shit. It's all really good. It runs along at a beautiful pace. It's never draggy and never boring.
It's never draggy. They don't all drag up.
Yeah. No, no. Well, they sort of do.
Well, yeah. Yes. No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. This kilt as well. we won't do that. So anyway, I just loved everything about it. I love the fight. I love the fight. It just ends with a punch up.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good fun. The monster looks great.
Yeah, fine.
The ship looks amazing. The interiors look amazing. The Zygons are frightening.
Mm.
I'm giving it 90.
90.
90.
John Rain.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. It went along at a fair old click as well. It wasn't boring at all.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Tom's amazing. It's his perfect era.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give it 90 as well.
90!
Ooh.
Well, you know what? To keep everything equal and looking very sort of similar, I think this is brilliant. I think it's the best TARDIS team. I think it's filmed brilliantly. A lot of it's on film. I think the Scarrison looks good.
Mm.
If you haven't seen the spin-off Zygon movie that's a soft porn film, I encourage you to.
Have you seen?
You see everything. You see everything.
What are the Zygon's knobs like?
Very blobby, as you'd imagine.
If you're lucky, John, just like yours.
So I am happy to join you in giving
like
this
a black pudding.
Yeah, oh, I have a black pudding.
Yay!
270.
Oh yes.
Oh. Hey!
This one again falls into that. I've never watched Doctor Who before. Okay, watch Terror of the Zygons.
Yes,
It's a good intro to anyone. You don't need to know anything about it. And just go, well, this is why I like it.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Very good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do we have correspondence there, John?
We do have correspondence. And thanks to bloody Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Bloody Stovings.
I had it all. Bloody Coaling. I had it all ready.
Yeah.
And then when I've gone to open my phone again, it switched to the.
Oh, following rather than...
To Elon's... Oh,
there's a certain...
doing in that place?
I always think, because I never check which one it is, whether it's people I'm following or For You.
Right. So
there's a certain comedy writer who turns up in the For You who I don't follow, who I'm always like, I'm in the wrong bit. I'll leave you to assume who that is.
I think I know. Lawrence Marks. Matt Cunnington. Hello, Matt. He says, I love Zygons, the shape-shifting monsters who really had a great Body Snatchers vibe.
Yes.
Add in the lovely organic ship and my favourite TARDIS crew. Ah, Harry. This really has all the ingredients of a good Who adventure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thanks for that, Matt. Keep them going. We're here on the Radio Roadshow. Greg Newport says, Zygons. At school, we had a copy of the Target novel. And in year five, I was a Who nut. So much that at the end of the year, my teacher let me keep the book.
Aww.
Probably because I was the only one who read it.
Oh.
All of these getting quiet down, though.
Hang on. The only one who read it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the librarian said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're the only one who's classic. Reading this.
Well, the librarian would have been, you can take Terror of the Zygons. Bobby Peru.
Mm.
Zygons. Just imagine the fucking tune Aka Bilk could get out of a Zygon's torso.
They're a massive trumpet saxophone sort of thing, aren't they?
Tim Coleman.
Yay.
A bra tail, the new eye, the doctor, marvellousness, Sarah, loveliness, and Harry, pointlessness. Take on horrible, you mean man. Take on a superbly scary Zygons and the Matthew Colbert with his hand up a zombie chihuahua, Scarrison. A majestic, creepy score and the Brigadoon on top form. 91 out of 100 thistle wassels.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Nice.
Ben Thomas. Terror of the Zygons. Take the High Road meets Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Filmed in the Bonnie Highlands of West Sussex. I love this story. Proper tea time nightmare fuel for the kiddies at home.
Mm-hmm.
The cardboard oil rig and the sock puppet Scarrison let things down a little. But the Zygons and their ship are one of the highlights of Doctor Who Monster Design. And we shed a tear as it's the last proper unit story of the 70s.
Aww.
And the last story with Harry Sullivan as a regular.
Mm-hmm.
The brig addressing the Prime Minister as Madam was an ad lib, as the unit stories are set a few years in the future. And Courtney thought the first female UK MP would be Shirley Williams. No such fucking luck. Brendan Quinn, a leftover Pertwee story that Tom still elevates, gives us the Hooniverse explanation for the Loch Ness Monster until the Borad ruins it.
Yes, there you go. I hate that song.
Chris Schofield. Yeah. Not to like with the Terror of the Zygons, but one, I've been that... Hang on. Not to like with Terror of the Zygons, for one, I've been that ill, I've sounded like one for the last 2 weeks. Spaceship controlled by mini pizzas. Sarah wearing an outfit that would camouflage her with my grand's bathroom suite. And Benton always reminds me of Lewis Collins' Peter Skellen.
Right.
When Andrew O'Neill. Here to record again. It may be calm, but it's never empty. In the running for the ultimate Doctor Who story ever, Tom Baker is brooding best. The emotional spin on a dime, Elizabeth Sladen does what she finds out when she finds out Harry's been shot, is incredible. Mm-hmm. The Zygons are iconic. 100 pints of lactic fluid.
Hey! He hates that noise.
Rob Prosser. Tom looks like he's enjoying fiddling with the suckers on the Zygon ship far too much. Jonathan Roberts says, the monster has strong goodies vibes. Looks like the puppeteers were trying to say sausages as often as possible. Nick Burton, Zygons, the knobbly blobby version of the Loch Ness Monster, where they kill Shuggy McPhee. Shuggy McPhee, there you go. Great story with genuine fear, include inducing moments with the duplicates. Love the model in the quarry. Was that bang big enough for you, Brigadier? I'll even forgive the hand puppets, Garrison.
Oh.
Colour Horizon Review says, Zygons. Some say the Loch Ness Monster is the most embarrassing thing in Doctor Who. In fact, it's any episode that features John Barrowman and Noel Clarke.
Ooh.
Chris Love. An early VHS release meant this was a real favourite. Great atmosphere with the incidental music in Camfield's distinctive direction. The Zygon control room does look like the aftermath of a fire in a dildo factory, though.
It just looks like everything's made of pizza.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Andrew F. Are the Zygons the best looking classic Who monster ever? I think they might be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Nessie less so. Still, it's one of Tom's finest stories and a nice coda to the unit era and the Briggs original run. Mm. Jonathan Roberts, Harry gets one of the most unceremonious exits. No handshake. No, it's been fun. Not even a goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't even remember saying good luck. He's not even in frame for the remaining shots. He does reappear in Android Invasion, but he's totally ignored at the end and doesn't even have lines in his last scene.
Yeah, he's done dirty.
Darren McKay, I knew how good it was when I realised this wasn't filmed up my way after all. Sorry, Darren, that's very offensive to you. The Zygons are all such a wonderful, horrible design. The episode one cliffhanger is a belter. Only the Scarrison lets it down, but I have a soft spot for it regardless.
Yeah.
Top tier Who. Paul O'Neill, Tom looking resplendent in tartan and tam o' shanter. Once they started filming in the pub, I was amazed they managed to get him out anywhere else to film the other scenes. Probably saves him a few bob on taxi fares that week. As for the shit Nessie puppet, though, and he's put a picture of some little monsters you put on your fingers. Yeah. And finally, real Mark Hevingham. Tom's run of classics continues unabated. Zygons are brilliant. South of England feels like Scotland. Fantastic episodes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Never press that again. Well, folks, that was...
Zygons.
But don't you worry, we'll be back with another wonderful comedy... Comedy cut from the carcass of Who put onto the plate of the future for you to enjoy with the knife and fork of your ears. I know what the fuck.
It's
goodbye from me, Paul Litchfield. It's
goodbye from me, Tom Needham.
And goodbye from me, John Rain. Goodbye.
See you soon. Goodbye.
And monkeys too. Big cow cats and keepers hats and things that with and glue. Birds that stand on spiky legs while others bill and coo. Yes, there's an awful lot of sadness in the zoo. You can knock it, you can rock it, you can go to Timbuktu, but you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo. You may see an anaconda, a giraffe and kangaroo, but you'll never see a in the zoo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.